The UW-Madison collects just over $1 billion in research funding annually, putting it in the top five among universities nationwide. Dan Ulrich is a neuroscientist and the Associate Vice Chancellor of Research Policy at the university. He says researchers with multi-year grants are especially concerned about the future. His current project, for example, is in year three of a five-year grant. Ulrich says he's worried about what he'll do if his funding is cut.
Those cuts can be difficult because you've already planned out your experiments, you've hired people, and now you're trying to figure out how you're going to make ends meet going forward.
Ulrich says even if he receives full funding for the grant he's already been awarded, he needs to renew it to continue his work. Ann Spiker is a spokeswoman with the Association of American Universities. She says if sequestration cuts are administered how funding cuts have been applied in the past, the effects could be devastating.
Historically, when a research agency has to cut back funding, it will give first priority to its existing awards. And what that means in that case is that there will be fewer opportunities for new awards and that renewals of existing awards would be in trouble.
The UW-Madison receives grant money from nearly a dozen agencies, including the National Institutes for Health, the National Science Foundation, and the U.S. Department of Energy. Lindsay Moon, Wisconsin Public Radio.